Hi,
yes, sir.
Jones.
Hi, George. I just was sitting here looking at a poll on economic issues by Harris, and I had Xerox sent over to you, and I thought that it would be interesting, and it's probably a good time anyway if it'll fit in everybody's schedules, if maybe at 3 o'clock Friday, I think we've got a cabinet meeting in the morning, that if you, Dunlop, is Stein, will he be back with that?
Mr. President, Stein is in Europe, and I believe he'll be back early next week.
Yeah, well,
I am scheduled to
be gone too.
To give a talk in Pittsburgh tonight and in San Francisco tomorrow night.
Oh.
So I would be on my way to San Francisco under present plans on Friday.
Fine. All right. Well, I'll tell you what you do. Ignore what I say about meeting Friday, and then let's meet.
Would you like to meet early next week?
Early next week, set a time. And what I was meant is that you, Dunlop, Stein, and I think Ash.
All right.
Arthur, you think, would be useful? Or?
Well, I think it's important to keep Arthur involved
right.
all the way in
right.
these things.
Well, suppose all of you meet first, you know, in your usual way,
all right.
and then be ready to meet with me.
All right, sir.
Now, the purpose of it really is to sort of go a little further on the things we discussed yesterday. I mean, there's this, what we know is a very negative or rating our lack of confidence in our economic policies, and it's because of the goddamn inflation. You know, it's an interesting thing. We're in one hell of a boom, and just because of inflation and, you know, a lot of chatter on it, the hard thing to figure, isn't it? Hard thing
well,
to figure.
People are disturbed about rising prices, and I think
yeah.
they have been more disturbed about the feeling that they're kind of exploding than that they're rising.
Right, right.
And I think the fact is that they have stopped the big explosion that we had.
Mm-hmm. You think some of this
may settle down.
Your home.
Nonetheless, there's a real feeling of unease about
unease and what. Now, your feeling at the present time is the one we discussed, as I said first, despite the fact that and Renfrey and a lot of other people reflect this as well as the politicians, that they're, even a fellow like Simon has sort of changed his mind now, is that right? Is that
is the fact, and I think when I talked to John Connolly,
yeah.
I can't help but say to him, John, do you think the prices of oil and gas should go up?
Yeah.
He said, the answer is they've got to go up.
Yeah.
Well, and what happens if we freeze them?
Yeah.
And there is that dilemma.
Yeah.
And,
well, there's that dilemma there, and it's a dilemma with a lot of other things. But the point is that there may be a reason for, you know, very strong political reasons to, which would override. When I mean political, I'm not referring to partisan, but the whole called, quote, confidence, end quote, reason.
Yes.
To maybe do something and then take the downside that is involved in oil and gas and a lot of other things being raised hell with. Or you make an exception or, you know, in a couple of places. I don't know. You know what I mean? Those are things. But if you put Dunlop et al. To work on it, and let's see if we can come. I know you've all been thinking about it, but the consensus at the moment, take Arthur, what is his view apart from the fact of getting off of the interest panel?
Well, I don't know that Arthur has any different view than the last time you and he and I talked, but
about whether or not we should freeze.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me get people
you understand, I
have
not
a little meeting of our own.
The purpose of this call is not to tell you develop a freeze program. The purpose of this call is to indicate that I want you to weigh in to a meeting the fact of the lack of confidence and so forth and so
right.
on the economic side
right.
and the question as to whether under those circumstances even though we have grave misgivings in some area we crack it for a while. Now 30 days won't do it. I don't know, you know what I mean? I think that looks like a pip and it isn't going to work. And I know that, frankly, when I look at some of the things, you know, the way the economy's moving, it's cooling in areas that we want, the settlements and labor that you referred to. Other things, George, good gosh, I mean, it's just one of those things where I have a feeling that the explosion is over, and now we're just having the lava flow down the damn hill. Isn't that about it?
Yes. Well, in the labor field, well, you heard Paul Hall at that meeting.
Yeah.
They don't know quite what they want, but they want something strong.
Right.
But on the other hand, they don't want you to put your cotton-picking hands on their wages.
Right.
But...
Yeah.
They do feel that they've done a pretty good job, or a good job has been done on the wage side, and I think it has.
Yep.
And the price side has gone up, and the profit picture is very good, and it needs to be. We need to have good profits, but
anyway, your life.
It's there.
Yeah.
And it causes them concern.
Yeah. Well, I'm not... not second-guessing your economics, you understand, or our economics, because they're basically ours. But what it really gets down to is a question that I just want to be sure we've looked at it all, and then if we decide to tougher through, we'll tougher through.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Because, by golly, if it's just going to be a loser, George, we're not going to do it.
Yes.
Not going to do it. And your present feeling is it would be a loser, isn't it?
I know that you had a meeting with John yesterday. Is he?
No, he didn't. We get much into that.
Strongly on this?
No. John is just sort of thrashing around in terms of, well, you got to do something. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, he didn't hit this too hard.
Uh-huh.
I think he'd cooled off on this one.
I see. Okay. Well,
but you understand? No. We had very little on this. As a matter of fact, this is what triggered me on this, was just sort of looking at
these polls. No, I know that the polls and the senator. So on, everybody is concerned about it.
You see, this does not prove that we, does not demonstrate it isn't going to, we're not going to follow polls down the wrong road. Now, believe me, we're not going to do it, George. And now we'll stay till hell freezes over on that. On the other hand, if we determine that we could do something with, shall we say, minimal damage in this area, it might be worth considering. That's all I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Bye.
We'll be back to you.